Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, October the 26th. Monday, October the 26th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have another important show kind of gearing up for our next series. As you know, trying to get as much information out as I can while the time, while it's day. The Bible says, work while it's day, but when night comes, no man will be able to work. So my brothers and my sisters, this series, like all the series, and they all are equally as important to me, but this one is really important because now we're dealing with eternity, we're dealing with corporate purpose, we're dealing with a corporate secret, we're dealing with esoteric information, we're dealing with nuclear physics, we're dealing with metaphysics, the metaphysics of eternity. So today's show is an introduction to the upcoming series that I think I'm going to go ahead and kick it off this Saturday, this Sabbath day, we'll start the new series probably Saturday. We'll do it 12 noon, and then we'll really kick it off at 7 at night, Saturday night. I'm hoping that's not Halloween. I know folks, well, most of my listeners shouldn't be out doing the Halloween thing, but hey, you know, it is what it is. October the 31st, I think, is coming up this Saturday. So, again, this may change. We may move it up, or we may move it back. But we're talking about the ultimate secret to eternal life. Now, we all have been taught eternalism. Whether we call it eternalism, the eternity, eternalism is a philosophy to ontology. Now, you guys know I have a 400-page book called The Ontological History of Mankind. So ontological ontology is the psychological or the philosophical study of nature, of being, of becoming, of existence, of reality, of entities, of energy, information, technology. All of this falls in the line of ontology. So when we talk about the metaphysics of ontology, we're talking about how entities exist. And so when we talk about how entities exist, we're talking about God. We're talking about spirit, how spirit exists. So this series is the ultimate secret to understanding how entities or how the world or how everything that exists in the invisible realm. So we have to deal with some very, very, very important stuff. Now, this series is probably going to be about another one of those 14-hour series. It's going to be, I'm anticipating about 14 parts to this series. Because I have to go back first before we can really get deep into the series, and I'm going to do a lot of that this week. I'm going to lay in the foundation this week. We have to talk about that the Spirit of God is not a supernatural being. Contrary to popular belief, there isn't this supernatural being as we know. So I have to break down and I have to destroy some sacred cows first. See, spirit is the way that, again, I refer to it as a ruling disposition. Now, that is a very loose definition because now we've got to get into the metaphysics of what spirit is. This series, this next series, is really about physics of reality. But I can't call it that. I'll scare everybody off. This series is going to be the metaphysics of nuclear physics. But I can't call it nuclear physics because most people think they can't understand nucleus physics, the physics of the nucleus or the physics of the new clay. That's what we are. We don't know what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like him. We're going to be new clay. Ephesians 2 tells us we are going to be new clay. So as a result of the word of God, the molecular expression of matter and antimatter has evolved. So the magnetism of ignorance, materialism, sex, gluttony, really the seven deadly sins, the magnetism of the seven deadly sins. Let me say that again. The magnetism of the seven deadly sins. The magnetism of the seven deadly sins. Yes, there is a magnetism of ignorance that is what we call mass consciousness. So it is the preoccupation of the material realm or the terrestrial realm that is, as I talked about, the way of life. It is the path that has replaced the eternal life path. We all should be on the eternal life path, but we are on the psychological life path or the sociological life path or the materialistic life path or the sexual life path or the what are you doing today? Whatever you're doing today, what do you spend most of your time on? Let me not say today. What do you spend most of your time on? What do you spend most of your day? Now, most of us go to work. Now, I'm blessed. I'm fortunate that I get to, my work and who I am is the same. I didn't used to be like that. I purposely have orchestrated my life this way, but it came at a steep cost. It cost me my first marriage. and it may cost me my second. Still not out of the woods yet. We're still a work in progress. We're, you know, you guys know the testimony. But why? Because, brothers and sisters, as I talked about, the dark side of giftedness, if you find your gift, your diakonia, your purpose, eternal life, before you find your soulmate, then the person that you are with may not be your soulmate. Magnetism is the properties of attraction that is possessed by the molecular properties of your DNA. Let me say that again. Magnetism. So you have your mate that you attracted to you before you found your purpose. That's what I did. I don't know about you, but that's what I did. So the metaphysics of eternity, the metaphysics of nucleus, the metaphysics of the new clay tells us, for God so loved the world, not a part of it, out of it, that he gave his only begotten. We've got to break down that word begotten, as I talked about, because that is the foundation, is in the Greek, prototikos. That is the foundation, the firstborn of many brethren. We have to break that down because it has to do with nuclear physics. So in the ancient text, it talks about Adam, you. In our Bible, it talks about Adam, but in physics, it's Atom. All of those three are the same. So, brothers and sisters, the corporate eternity, or the corporate eternity, the corporate diakonia, everybody's diakonia is the same on the corporate level. We've already talked about the private DNA, or the private diakonia. That's what we talked about. Just spent what? The last series is about how to connect with God through your personal purpose. Now the next series is how to connect with God through your corporate purpose, or your corporate DNA. So now we're talking about the ultimate secret to eternity. But this, my brothers and sisters, because we're dealing with such a broad topic, we have to, first of all, establish what has prevented you, as we talked about in the previous series. So it is the magnetism of ignorance, meaning that the mindset on the molecular level expresses itself on the physical level. So the invisible establishes the visible. So that means I, because I was ignorant, magnetize ignorance. I, because I was materialistic, I magnetize materialism. I, because I was foolish, I magnetize foolishness. I, because I was a shallow thinker, magnetized shallow thinking. I, because I was young, dumb, stupid, unreceptive, unconscious, uncooperative, you know, hateful, egotistical, arrogant, cocky, I magnetized it, and I produced, along with everybody else on the planet, mass consciousness. So this mass consciousness has overridden Christ consciousness. So now the entire world is preoccupied with what we have drawn to ourselves through the magnetism of our consciousness. This is the material way of life instead of the spiritual way of life. And so now we have lost our way. So the true purpose of life is to reconnect oneself with the original diakonia, the original corporate purpose, which, according to Yahushua, he says that I came that you may have life, and life more abundantly. So we're supposed to be magnetizing life, not salvation. Now, brothers, sisters, I'm warning everyone in advance all this week. Every show this week is going to be a warning show. Every day this week, all I'm going to do is warn you. And you're going to say, what does that mean, Doc? What are you going to warn us about? We talked about in the previous show the word cubit. We're going to break that down. So there are 10 warnings that we got to go through before you can even listen to the show. 10. Now, these 10 warnings are, each one are 1 hour in minimum by themselves. But we're going to go through these 10 warnings to establish the foundation of what I'm going to share with you. The 10 warnings are for free. Because if you don't get past these 10 warnings, what I'm going to share with you during the series ain't going to do you any good. So the Bible is written in a language of nuclear physics. Without the understanding of nucleus, we say nuclear, I say nucleus or new clay. The Bible is a book about the physics of new clay. The Bible is a book about the transformation of dirt. The Bible is we're transforming poop into diamonds. That's what Jesus did. That's what the Bible is about. Jesus transfigured himself on the Mount of Olives. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is your corporate purpose, everlasting life. Nothing else matters unless you get this. This series, I tremble to say, I don't know how else to say it other than it's the most important. Nothing, you don't have eternal life where everything else we talked about is really. Only what you do for Christ will last. So everything that we've been discussing up to this point is really mute. So I'm really praying about how to fashion this, because really it's like this is a course that probably should be like my 30 steps in 30 days, 30 hours minimum. I'm going to try to squeeze it in like 15 hours. That's what I'm doing first. I'm doing these shows, these half-hour shows for free. I can get through the warnings. The Bhagavata or the Bhagavata is a Hindu, a Buddhist book. It says that the soul never takes birth and it never dies at any time, nor does it come into being again when the body is created. The soul is birthless, eternal, imperishable, timeless, and is never destroyed when the body is destroyed, the soul. Now, the metaphysics of eternity examines how the laws, again, we're going to get into the laws of thermodynamics, because we're talking about the ontological makeup of eternity. That's what this series is about. The ontology of mankind, which I already have the book. Everybody should already have that book already. So now we know that you are a being that exists eternally. You're going to exist somewhere eternal. Now, the Bible says you're going to exist with God or you're going to exist in hell. True? Maybe, maybe not. We're going to examine this. Why? Brothers and sisters, every sound wave, every thought, every word, the Bible says you will stand before God and you're going to give an account for every deed, every word that you've spoken or thought. So everything audible and inaudible of every person before you or after you has always been recorded according to the ancient text inside of this thing called the Aztec records. Now, whether you believe in the Aztec records or not, irrelevant, non-issue. So don't get, you know, wrapped up on some of these ancient text terms because you haven't heard these terms because they're not inside the Helios Biblia. But the Aztec records, again, is a Sanskrit word that means sky, it means space, it means ether, it means God. So the Aztec records is basically what the Bible calls the Book of Life. Now, the ancient text, again, as you will see, words have changed, but the meanings are the same. So these Aztec records keeps an account of every thought, every event, every emotion, everything that happens is filed away somewhere. Now, some people believe that you can access what in some cultures is called the Hall of Records. The Bible calls it the Book of Life. Some people call it the Aztec records. Each culture has a different meaning for the Aztec records. But it's a database of every word, every thought, every action is stored energetically on a non-physical. It is like a holograph. So this Aztec record are basically energetic records or CDs. That's basically, again, the word means sky, space, ether. It is like a universal computer. It is, according to the ancient text, the mind of God. So God keeps an account of every thought, everything that you've ever done on the cosmic realm and on the spiritual realm. Anything about the universe has energy, and it has a an etheric record. Now, again, we're talking about the 10. I have to break down the first one. I haven't even got into it yet. The first smoking gun, sacred cow, that we have to examine. I'm not going to even say the word destroy, because maybe you don't want to destroy your sacred cow. Maybe you like, you know, your sacred cow. So I'm starting an organization. I've already started an organization, Christ Conscious Metaphysical Assembly. And what this organization is an alternative to the tradition. So it is an alternative to the traditional church. It doesn't replace it. It's an alternative. So this alternative, this message is an alternative to what we've been taught about eternal life. It doesn't replace what we've been taught, everything that my organization is a Hebrews 6:1 organization. This message about eternal life is a Hebrews 6:1 message. It says, let us go on past the basic. Go on where? Go on to perfection. So we're talking about perfection of eternal life. By understanding that we are part of a cosmic, universal God, and everything about the universe has a record. So the records of your soul are located, and the only way you can find them is through your full name and your date of birth and your current location on the record. That's why I do Dear Committee reports that talks about your ley lines. The ley line, you are like a record player. If I pick up the needle off the record player, stop playing. If I put the needle on the wrong point on the record player, I'm playing the wrong tune. So your name, your date of birth, your time of birth is the indication of how to locate your asterisk records for your current life. This is embedded. This information is embedded. Now, some texts believe that if I pick up that needle off of your current name, your current date of birth, your current time of birth, and I put it on, this is what is called the soul origination. In other words, there are different choice points or points. Now, whether you believe it or not, again, that's Hinduism, irrelevant. Moot point, could care less. But I'm going to give you some proof about these astric records. Now, one of the things about astric records is to understand how we lost information. So, number one, first sacred cow we got to destroy. The lost books in Alexandria, prior to the Christian era, 700,000 books or more were written on parchments, papyrus, Williams, V-E-L-L-U-M, wax, stone, terracotta, T-E-R-R-A-C-O-T-T-A, wood. The ancient text was all written in symbols and sigils in blood. They were runic in nature. They carried the history of mankind. That is why Napoleon went over there, and the first thing that they did was they burned. Because those records were asteric, they were etheric in nature. So the immutable nuclei physics and the laws of physics that govern everything that is omnipotent, everything that is omniscient, and everything that is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. Now, the only thing that has those are the attributes of God. They exist outside of time, space, and the time-space continuum. So does the atom. So does Adam you. So does Adam, and so does an atom. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 says this. Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, and what has been will be again. And what has been done before will be done again. For nothing is ever new under the sun, no matter what it be. And whoever speaks and says, look, this is new, or that this is not new, should know better, that it already has been in the ages which were before us. So, according to the Bible, There's nothing new under the sun. So they just came out with this super quantum computer that pulls information from other realms. Scientifically proven. They got a computer that computes information. It gets its information from other dimensions, other dimensions. Cookie blower, right? Now, is that new? To me and you, that is new. According to the Bible, it's not new. According to the Bible, it existed at some point in his story before. It's not new. But we think it's new because it's new to us. So prior to the Christian era, there was a lot of information that was housed in Alexandria in buildings that was specially prepared for the purpose of housing this type of etheric, runic information. Now, this library was the most important library at its time. Now, it was destroyed by a series of three fires. Three. Now, all of these were fires that was lighted by Caesar at the time to destroy, again, this information. Because why? He wanted to introduce his version of Christianity. So he had to destroy the old version first. So Caesar destroyed in 389 A.D. And he used Christians to assist him. Now, what he did was he issued an edict. It was called the Edict of Theodosius. It was called the Edict of Theo, T-H-E-O-D-O-S-I-U-S. When he issued this edict, it's just like a papal bull. It's an order to destroy something. So they were ordered to destroy. It was the destruction of what is called the seraphim. It was a sacred building to Serapis. What's her name? Oh, I keep forgetting her name. It's just like the statue of, basically, it's an old cult deity. Spelled S-E-R-A-P-I-S. Serapis. Now, when he destroyed the library, he also commissioned or he burned those other buildings as well. Now, at the time that this was all done, this was done between the time when Cleopatra and her brother, Dionysus, had a lot of sacred information. Remember Cleopatra, and I don't want to go too much into the history. I'm trying to do the elementary version. Long story short, all of the original manuscripts of the pre-Christian era, of what existed before Christianity, all of this was burned up during that fire. All of these buildings were set on fire on purpose. And as a result, the key to decoding a lot of the sacred knowledge was lost. So this lot of sacred information was burned in Egypt and India at the time. What does Luke 11:52 says? I talked about this in my book, The Key to Knowledge. Let me read it in the New Living Translation. Woe unto you, conventionalist, for you took away, now the Bible says lawyers, the New Living Translation, woe unto you, conventionalist, you took away the key of the knowledge. You have not entered in yourself into the kingdom of God that is within you, and you are hindering those who wants to enter from entering in. So this is talking about the key of knowledge. So the key of knowledge was taken away. Now, one of the reasons why, again, the first obstacle that you got to overcome before you can listen to the ultimate secret to eternal life. When we talk about world religions, all world religions came from some man. When you look at world religions, all of the world religions, at some point, when you trace them back, pretty much all of them were, again, a regurgitation of what some man read, put it in his own interpretation. So each religion is based upon a secret esoteric knowledge of a preceding religion, although the key of understanding that preceding religion was lost. Consequently, every religion is basically guilty of plagiarism. So all religions are man-made, for man, not God. All religions are man-made for man. They're not made to lead man to God. They're made to keep man from God. So there are no religious systems that exist today that did not or have not obtained the principal creeds and tenets of their religion from the halls of Alexandria. Now, all men of all nations and all religions went to Alexandria to study. That's where they got their knowledge. So when the library in Alexandria was burned, they had to go with memory. And so the memory may have started off good, but now the resources by which they obtained that information was lost. So they couldn't refer back to the original. It's like if you had a Bible, and if all the Bibles were lost, now you got to go from memory. Now, my memory is pretty good, but when I quote a scripture from memory, sometimes I miss a word, I say a word off, and I miss it. So the first thing that we got to learn, the first thing that we got to wrap our brain around, that's going to be tough. All religions are man-made. That's tough. That's number one. Tomorrow, we're going to look at number two. That's 10 sacred cows we got to destroy. First one, all religions are man-made. Now, is that a bad thing? Not necessarily, because there are some good men who were very learned. Now, the Bible says this in Jeremiah. The Bible says that we have inherited lies from our forefathers. So this isn't anything new. It shouldn't be, but it's a sacred cow. So if the Bible tells us that we all have inherited lies from our forefathers, so what I'm just saying with you should not be that new. That's the first one. So tomorrow we'll break down number two as we lead up to, again, the start of the series. So that way we'll have this taken care of, because there's some stuff that I got to share that's going to be a little rough. In fact, it's going to be really rough. Tomorrow we're going to break down Prometheus. Now, everybody has heard the story of Prometheus, or a lot of people, but tomorrow we've got to go to the truth. We've got to go break down the truth of Prometheus. That's the second one, and we'll break that down tomorrow. So my brothers and my sisters, again, I want to thank everybody for joining me. Again, we're just laying the foundation for the next series, and hopefully, again, everybody will be able to, you know, digest the current series. We're taking a little break, and then after we digest this current series, we'll, again, just laying a foundation for the next, and hopefully everybody will be ready to rock and roll by hopefully this weekend or sometime at the end of this week. So my brothers and my sisters, again, corporate diakonia, the ultimate secret to eternal life. What is your corporate diakonia? Let's read what Jesus said. Let's read what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. What is God's corporate purpose? God loved the world. He gave so that way you don't perish. But whether you don't, so that way you have what? Everlasting life. So the question is, if my purpose is to not perish and have everlasting life, what is the metaphysics of understanding eternity and the obtaining of it? That's the focus, brothers. We've already talked about private purpose. Now we're talking about corporate purpose. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true.